Dave Moore
on Today FM. As seen on your screen.
With CarZone.ie. Selling your car privately is simple and secure.
Maria Devereaux, you have the floor. What have you seen on your screens of a Monday?
A Secret Life of Mormon Wives.
Reality TV, I can't believe it.
It's coming back for season 3 on the 13th of November on Disney Plus.
How much do you love this show?
I can't with this show.
Really?
Yeah.
There's actually a show you can't.
I can't, like with a K.
Wow.
Because I watched one episode and I felt like I had to lie down. My head was spinning. And I watch all of the Housewives. All of them.
That happened to me on one thing I had to watch for work or whatever. And I was like, I'm so sad after watching this. And everyone's, I want them all to be so happy. And they're all so dramatic and screaming at each other. And it wasn't Mormon Wives. It was something completely benign. But this is Mormon Wives.
Yeah, it was one episode. And I just said, I actually don't think I can do this.
Oh my God.
Because it's so much. I understand why people love it. Maybe it's the in Secret Life of Mormon Wives, it's how they became well known. Like, was off a TikTok channel.
Right.
One of the wives was like recruiting all her Mormon friends and they were all dancing like on TikTok. And I don't know if I just had a bit of the ick about that as well, that I was like, do you know what, this is actually not for me.
Speaking of Mormons, very quickly, sorry. Has anyone seen the movie Heretic?
Yes.
Oh yeah. What a movie, Lance.
Yes.
Hugh Grant is one of the best actors around.
Yeah, it's so different for him.
Yeah. So anyways, you'll see it. It's on, I think it's on Prime Video.
Prime, yeah.
And Hugh Grant is just this guy. He's completely English, whatever, but he's in Utah or wherever. And these Mormons call to his door, these two ladies, and just...
It's actually such a tense movie, isn't
so
it?
So tense.
Yeah,
it's one of the ones that from the minute you start it, you go...
Yeah.
And you're just tense for the whole time.
Oh my God.
And then you only start to breathe when it's over.
The three actors, there's three main actors. They are all so incredible.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know the girls from Adam.
Yeah.
But they're so brilliant. I highly recommend it.
And you can tell that Hugh Grant loves playing that character.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Such a creep. The Beatles is coming back as a university, a master's degree course. So, Carl, you'd be all over this.
Bye, guys. Back to school.
No, it's okay. It's a part-time course and it's online.
Oh, online.
So you can do it while you're working.
So Paul isn't actually doing the course himself.
No. Okay.
Ringo. Who's your course tutor? Ringo.
I'm Ringo, double glass.
The University of Limerick, do you hear me? The University of Liverpool is set to bring it back. So it was before,
a thing. Right, okay.
And now it is again. It's a part-time course. It's due to launch in September 2026. And there's a guy in the article I read, there was a guy called Steve Bradley who graduated from it in 2023, and he said he was always a fan and wanted to kind of learn about them in another way, but also didn't go to university after school. He's in his 50s.
Okay, so this was a chance to kind of fulfill that thing.
He was like,
as well.
I want to see, can I do a degree?
That's so cool.
So he did a master's degree on the Beatles, and he's loving life.
Amazing.
Now.
Amazing.
I just thought that would be one for Carl.
Well, there's Beyonce courses, there's Taylor Swift degrees, and Swiftonomics, or whatever that was called. That's a thing people study.
Yeah, but what are you getting out of it? Like, are you just going to be able to do a Beatles walking tour in Liverpool? Like, what's the...
Because
it sounds very cool. Don't get me wrong.
You don't have to get something out of education. Education could be an end in itself. You have a master's degree in the Beatles because you enjoy studying the Beatles. It doesn't have to lead on to a job. You just enrich your brain.
So the other kind of people slag the people that do arts in college.
Dude, lads, go to college or any education course and just do what you love.
But you know
that's
what?
All you want to do.
And you're going to meet people that love them as much as you do.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
They have a little WhatsApp group. You'd be like, hi guys. Can I be Ringo today?
Beatles song of the day.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then the last thing I'm going to bring you is a hack I saw online for catching fruit flies.
Oh my God, Marie, you're speaking to my soul. I am a man who loves insects. I'm not like you, Marie. I'm not afraid of spiders. I love them.
Or anything that flies in your face.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine with all those things. I'll go into the most spider-infested, insect-infested, whatever. I'm grand. However... I made a squealing noise in the kitchen the other day and ran out, and Tracy, my wife, was like, what is wrong? Like, I literally went, ah! And she was like, what's happened? Assume something actually difficult had happened. No. I opened up the little food bin we have beside the sink for, like, you know, mandarin peels and scrapings or whatever. And a swarm of fruit flies flew out into my face. I've never been more freaked out in my life.
So that happened my husband the other day.
Right.
And I was like, I have to sort this out.
Okay.
Now, just so happens that also there were a couple of carrots that were underneath a sack of potatoes that we forgot about.
Right. They were anyway, slowly
they were releasing swarmed. They were
pheromones,
swarmed.
Yeah.
So I saw this online, right? Okay. Got a glass. Vinegar.
Always vinegar,
big
guys.
Vinegar. I didn't do measurements or anything, just some vinegar.
Right.
I put in a bit of lemon juice.
Lemon juice, right.
And then a couple of drops of washing up liquid.
And that's it?
Yeah.
And what happened?
So, first of all, I had it in like a tumbler.
Yeah.
It was one third of the way filled. So it was very slow to work, but they were falling into it. Oh, and okay. Then just...
And they can't get out then?
They can't get it. Well, the washing up liquid makes it really thick.
Right.
So, yeah, they can't do anything. God love them. And then I put it in a champagne flute. And I filled it to the top.
Real
like the classy girl that I am. And literally, they swarmed it. And then they all just fell to the bottom. And I put a picture. I put up two pictures of both of the glasses on my Instagram. At Maria Dev Dev. But there's so many in the end of it.
Oh, my
so
God.
So that's the glass that didn't
so
actually catch as much as
gross,
the
but,
champagne
but
flute.
But effective.
I put it up on my Instagram. So, vinegar.
Yeah.
Lemon juice.
Yeah.
And washing up liquid.
And while we're disposing of these creatures who have every right to be on Earth as all of us,
yeah,
I will say,
right.
I know. I will say that let's give them their props. They are the animal with the most amount of Nobel Prizes in the world.
What?
Yeah. Fruit fly studies have led to the most amount of Nobel Prizes in science. So they are incredible creatures, and they have given us a million different things that we all know about animals and the natural world because of the way people study fruit flies.
Really?
So even though we're killing them off in our kitchens, we should give them
well,
their
maybe
props.
We can team that with Cathal going and studying his master's degree on the beetles.
Yeah.
The beetles and how they hated fruit flies, and then he'll win a Nobel Prize.
That's my thesis.
There you go.
Finally, Carl. Finally. He got a purpose to his education.
The effect fruit flies had on the Beatles and their music. Nobel Prize for Carl.
Fruit flies singing in the dead.
Hey,
Dave Moore on Today FM.